What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled "My restaurant here in Medellin, Colombia looks like it needs your help to succeed." So as you guys know, I've been talking for a very long time about starting a restaurant in Medellin. I already have a food truck back in America, which is closed right now because it's a low season back in Florida. So it's not worth having the truck up and running. So this is why I'm here in Colombia right now, getting a restaurant up and running. And I've been working at the restaurant for about 3 weeks now, and it's not taking off simply due to the fact that it was not properly set up. So if you guys remember Super Bowl Sunday, I was involved in a car accident with a drunk driver. She was going the wrong way. I was stopped. She came into me at about 20 miles an hour. She had a total of 5 seconds to get either the fuck out of the way or stop. She didn't. She actually sped up last second, and she took my wealth, she took my health, my car was totaled, I got a back injury. In fact, I was actually in America yesterday. My back got so bad, the pain in my back got so bad last week, I actually booked a plane ticket at 3 a.m. to come back to America last Friday to get an MRI. I actually got an MRI yesterday or the day before yesterday, and we're gonna find out Monday, Tuesday, what the result of the MRI is. So what happened, guys, is that before the accident, which again was February 9th, Super Bowl Sunday, I was coming back from Restaurant Depot, contracts were signed, deposits were already made at the place in a Mixi Mall. So I simply couldn't abort and say, "Hey man, let me try this, you know, half a year or a year later when, you know, hopefully things get better for me again." So I came out here about 3 weeks ago trying to make the restaurant work. Just could not do it. The insurance company did pay me out for the car. However, they did do what I thought they're gonna do, which they told me they're not gonna do, but the bitch lied. They went on Facebook Marketplace. They found a car similar to mine, Mercedes-Benz C320, 2003, 200K miles on it, you know, over 200,000 miles on it. And they're like, "Yeah, bro, your car is worth $2,700. I'm like, "Bitch, I paid more than that just 2 months ago to get that car to run perfectly." Because, you know, that car, I was doing deliveries with that car. I was doing 100 plus miles a day in that car. You know, on the inside, the car was no award winner on the inside. But my God, that fucking engine, transmission, that car was a fucking beast, man. So they gave me $2,700 for the car, which was enough to get the restaurant going. Now, when I came out here and I started the restaurant, I said to myself, "You know what? I'll spend a month or 2 months here in Colombia working solo in the restaurant, and I'll buy the stuff I need as we go on. I'll buy what we need." And for the past 3 weeks, I've been at... I'm just looking all around me here because I'm on 70. 70 is 70th Street in Medellin. This is like the most popular place to be in Medellin. 70, 70th Street. It's always going on. 2 a.m, 3 a.m, they don't care. I'm at the end of it, otherwise you guys wouldn't be able to hear anything I say. So I'm looking around in case a drunk person, a robber, or somebody comes up and tries to sneak up on me and do some nigger shit, you know? So that's why I'm looking around. Anyways, going back to the point of the video, is that when I came out here to start the restaurant 3 weeks ago, my mentality was like, okay, I'll spend a month, 2 months working solo, cut down on cost, and what I need, I'll buy as we go along. But people were not coming to the restaurant. In fact, I was averaging like 60 pesos a day, or about $15 working 10 plus hours in the restaurant. We'd get one or two people. Sometimes we get no people in 10 days. And the reason behind it is twofold. Number one, unlike a food truck, you can't just open up the window and people will come and buy from you. Now, we are at a mall called Nexi Mall, which is a really good location. The problem is, again, it's twofold. Number one, we don't have any signs, any menus, or anything advertisement-wise. We don't even have a sign on the restaurant. The thumbnail in the photo in the thumbnail, that's actually Photoshop. That's how I want it to look. I want it to say Egyptian Shawarma with our logo up on top of the store. We don't have that. The only thing we have is a 50-inch TV, but it's a corner unit. We need two signs, one on the front, one on the corner. Then we need menus plastered all over the restaurant. We need two other TVs. If you guys ever come out to Colombia, the restaurants here, they have multiple TVs. They got videos of the food being made, happy people eating the food. This isn't like going to Chipotle or McDonald's where they just have a static menu and that's it. No. People here need to be enticed with fucking videos and pictures and moving shit, you know, which obviously coming from America, we're not used to that. We're used to fucking monitor, menu, and give me that. Here, they want to see videos and images moving all around. So I got one TV, I need two more TVs. Another problem is the language and the cultural barrier. Now, I can actually understand and speak Spanish well enough where I can execute an order. Unfortunately, people here feel more comfortable with their own kind. You guys need to understand, I was told this by actual Colombians. Of all the Latin American countries out there, Colombia is the least proficient country in English. Even Guatemala has more people speaking English than here in Colombia. Less than 5% of the Colombian population speaks English. You know, everybody else, solo Espanol, not even a lick of English for 95% of the people. At the same time, guys, people really don't know what the hell we do. We're a shawarma place, but they really don't know. But they don't know what shawarma is, you know. The only people that been buying from me are either Venezuelans, because Venezuelans know what shawarma is, or Colombians that been overseas and they know what shawarma is, or Americans. I've had, you know, a few Americans, actually tourists of course, buy from me. The average Colombian, they have no idea what the fuck shawarma is or what we do. This is why, again, it's imperative that we have signs and menus and shit they can see and watch. And at the same time, we need, you know, their own kind that can communicate with them. That way they feel more comfortable. Because here's the thing, you know, when you have a language barrier, it's gonna be awkward when you're trying to say something and the other person is looking at you like a deer caught in the headlights. So I would need employees over here. I would need marketing materials. Also, for tax purposes, I would need, they're not gonna shut up. They're drunk, they're horny, they ain't gonna shut the fuck up. So I'll just speak louder, I guess. So I'm gonna need two employees working there, one cook, one cashier. Now, I can't be the cook over there, not so much because my back hurts and all that mumbo jumbo, which my back really does hurt. By the way, guys, I didn't ask for this accident. I am taking every mother effing break I can take as a disabled person. I'm gonna go on SSI, I'm gonna go on SSDI, I'm gonna get that placard for my car that says disabled so I can park in the handicapped spots. You know, when I came back to Colombia yesterday, there was a 3-hour immigration line. You know, the immigration, I stood in immigration line before where the immigration line was longer than the goddamn flight. The flight, maybe 2.5 hours, the immigration line, 3 motherfucking hours. Yesterday was probably gonna even be worse. I went into the handicap. No, gracias, señor. No. Adios. They're trying to offer me something. Usually I'd buy something from them, but I honestly don't have any money on me. Like, the money I'm making now is the money I make in the restaurant. But anyways, going back to what I was telling you. The immigration line was 3 plus hours long. I went into the handicapped line, literally 3 minutes. And the immigration officer, you know, he called me out. He's like, what are you doing in the disabled line? Now, fortunately, I did have a doctor's note from South Florida Orthopedics, which I got 2 days ago. I didn't even say a motherfucking word. I just took out my phone, showed him the letter. He shut the fuck up, scammed my passport, and within 2 minutes, I was out on my way to a San Diego mall. So I'm gonna milk the motherfucking system. I don't care if I'm in America. I don't care if I'm in Colombia. I'm gonna milk the motherfucking system for all I can get out of it as a fucking disabled person, okay? I don't care if y'all gonna look at me like, oh, bro, you're only 45 years old. You look healthy. Motherfucker, shut the fuck up. I'm disabled, motherfucker. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, which is why I'm trying to raise funds for the restaurant. So, two employees. I'm hiring employees. It's gonna be a real employee. It's not under the table. In fact, I have an SAS here, which is the equivalent of an LLC. I do have a Colombian business partner. It's Joanne, the guy who's taking care of my motorcycles. I trust him with my life. Very, very honest person, fluent English. He's been to more places in America than I have. So I trust the guy with my life. And you guys need to understand, you know, when Starbucks goes to Colombia, India, or China, they don't go in gung-ho. They do a joint venture. This is what I'm doing. At the end of the day, I own Egyptian Shawarma. As a brand, I own Egyptian Shawarma. I'm simply licensing it to the SAS here in Colombia. So he can't come onto the truck in Florida and say, hey man, where's my cut? He only gets his cut here in Colombia, okay? So I got an SAS, I got a lawyer, I got an accountant, I'm registered with the Chamber of Commerce. So I did the whole business thing. So if any of you guys want to open a business in Colombia, I can definitely help you with that, not like help you as in, you know, open the business for you, but give you pointers on what you need. I have a lawyer, he's fluent in English. So I have a whole team over here, from real estate agents to accountants to lawyers, that, you know, you can deal with them on your own. I'm not gonna charge you for it. I'm not gonna take a cut of what they make. I just want to help anybody who wants to, like, set up a business here in Colombia or live in Colombia. You know, maybe you want to immigrate to Colombia or live here long term. I can point you in the right direction. As you guys know, I'm not a restauranter, okay? I'm a software engineer. My job is to develop great shit and scale it. I can't make the next YouTube, or the next DoorDash, but you know what? There is no global shawarma brand, so I can do that. You know, shawarma is kind of getting popular here in Colombia because of the Venezuelans and the Lebanese people who are coming here. So my goal is to be the number one shawarma brand in Colombia. So if I open two or more branches, I'm gonna be the number one shawarma place here, simply because, you know, I got two or more branches. But going back to the initial branch at Mixi Mall, my job is to diversify, guys. Is this guy gonna throw a chair? Drunk, do nah. Yeah, I'm not gonna point the camera at them. You know what? I'd say they're in their 20s, middle, upper class. I think the guys are gay. One guy is sitting on another guy's lap. They're probably gay. So you know they're not gonna beat me, whip me, rob me, scopamine me, or slit my throat. So I'm cool, you know. Good thing is I can see behind me in the phone. So if somebody comes up behind me, like, I can see the cab driver behind me there, you know, if somebody comes up behind me, you know, I'll have like a second notice in case something pops off, you know. So I'm not a restauranter, guys. I'm just diversifying my portfolio. What happens if the internet goes out? If the internet goes out, guys, I'll be more useless than Coach Bitchpill. At least Coach Bitchpill can work the glory hole at the local truck stop. You know, we don't do that shit on this channel, but this video is not about tranny faggots, okay? So I'm diversifying restaurants. People will always eat. This is one job that AI robots are not gonna take. And you can do a restaurant anywhere in the world. If you can do it in Colombia, you can do it in Ukraine. So restaurants are really the greatest diversification thing you can do, especially if you are good at it, which is what I plan on doing, which is, you know, everybody loves our food, guys. They love our food here. They love our food back in Florida. It's just that the money thing and the damn situation, that car accident, guys, it really fucked me up. Not only did it fuck me up health-wise, it fucked me up financially because my car was destroyed. I couldn't work on the food truck. It fucked me up financially. Like I said, I got like $2,700 from the insurance company, which got the restaurant up but not running, unfortunately. There is an injury portion. I do have a lawyer, but my lawyer said, hey man, it's gonna take you probably half a year before you see anything monetary from this case, you know. I'm trying to get lost wages, I'm trying to get disability, and that's another problem, okay? Another problem is that if I'm here in Colombia, I'm not in therapy, okay? I'm supposed to be in therapy. So the fact that I'm not in therapy, I'm just delaying whatever financial compensation I can get from this. This is why it's imperative for me to hire. And best case scenario, guys, within 2 weeks, by the end of May, I'd have hired, got the marketing signs, got the point of sale system, and I'd go back to America and get my treatment, because only way the insurance company is gonna pay out, only way I can get on disability, SSI. And I know some of you guys out there are gonna say, yo, Amr, you're like fucking healthy, dude. You're 45, you know, you're not fucking paralyzed. Motherfucker, I didn't ask for this motherfucking accident. My back legit constantly hurts. If you guys see me at the restaurant, I'm pacing around like a fucking lion, you know, because that's the only way to relieve the pain, by like walking around, you know. If I stand in one place too long, my back really hurts. So I'm gonna milk this disability thing for every goddamn thing I can get. I don't care if I'm in America, I don't care if I'm going through immigration in Colombia. I'm gonna milk this disability thing for every damn thing I can get out of it. I didn't ask for this motherfucking accident, especially when it really wasn't an accident. As far as I'm concerned, that damn bitch was playing a game of chicken with me, you know? For those of you who don't know, chicken is when two people drive in opposite direction, and the chicken is the one who veers out of the way. You know, she was playing that game with me. Now, I stopped, but I wasn't gonna veer out of the way. Well, you know, what happens if I hit somebody else? Now, I'm the bad guy in all this bullshit, you know? But anyway, guys, just thinking about the car accident makes my blood boil. So, here is what I need. First of all, I need to hire 2 employees. They're at $500 for a month each. That's $1,000 over there. I need to buy the marketing material, the signs, the menus, 2 additional TVs. You're looking at about $1,500 on that alone, just the marketing stuff to be properly done. You're looking at almost $1,500. So now we're up to $2,500. And then I have to buy a point of sale system, because here in Colombia, you, like, legally speaking, you need to have a computer system and an accountant, which I have, because their version of the IRS, known as DIAN, D-I-A-N, they need to know every penny you made, you know? If you do what a lot of people here do, where they do efectivo only, that does work if you're like a hole in a wall shop. But if you're at a fancy schmancy mall, yeah, that's not gonna fly, you know? Their version of the IRS is gonna be all over you like white on rice. Not to mention that the restaurant, that the mall makes, in addition to rent, they make, they take 10% of what we make, you know? So rent is 2.4 million pesos, which is $600, and then they take 10% of whatever we make gross. So if we make 30 million pesos, which is about $8,000, they make $800 off of that, you know? So for tax purposes, and per the requirement of the mall, we need a point of sale system, which is gonna cost us about $300-$400. Not to mention that rent is due in about 3 days. Rent of $600 is due on the 21st of every month. So I'm gonna owe them $600 in like 5 days. So you got 2 employees at $1,000, $1,500 for marketing, menus, all billboards, all that stuff. That's $2,500, $600 rent. That's $3,100. Then the POS for $500. So in a perfect world, guys, I'd be able to raise $3,500 to get everything done right. Realistically speaking, I can probably get away with $2,000. With $2,000, I'll pay the rent. I'll probably get the employees and maybe the point of sale system. And then the other marketing stuff, I can probably do as I go along. Now, personally, as you guys know, I'm not a fan of begging for money. I only did this twice in my entire career on the internet. First time I did it was like, what, during Scamarona, when MGTOW TV got popular. As you guys know, when we started MGTOW TV, we were storing the videos over at DigitalOcean. We were paying like $40, $50 a month for storage. But when MGTOW TV got popular, the bill all of a sudden went up to $1,000. And that's when, you know, I had to go begging online. You guys came across for me. Then we ended up renting a server for about $400. That lasted what? Almost 3.5-4 years, up until like almost a year ago. We ran out of space, so we had to buy our own server. I needed like $3,000. You guys came through with $9,000. So we got bigger, better servers than we initially wanted. So that $9,000 actually was a godsend, because I neglected a lot of stuff to keep MGTOW TV running over the past 3.5-4 years. I neglected a lot of stuff, like my car, you know. I neglected my car. So some of that $9,000 went into getting the car properly running. Unfortunately, accident, and the bitch was like, yeah, we're only going to give you $2,700 for your car, you know. Hopefully the lawyer grills them when it comes to injury compensation, disability later on, you know. So with the restaurant, guys, like $3,500, I'm perfect, okay? Again, I can get away with $2,000. That will pay the rent, that will pay the employees, and that will pay for the point of sale system. And then the rest, marketing shit, I can do it little by little. $3,500 would be amazing. $2,000 would work as well. Literally, guys, every cent will count in this. Now, the question is, what happens if I don't raise a single cent for the restaurant? Am I gonna lose the restaurant? I don't think so. You know, worst case scenario, I'll come back to America, I'll borrow my mom's car, and I'll do Uber 50 or DoorDash. I don't do fucking Uber. I'll do DoorDash 15 hours. I'll still pay the rent of $600. And I'll definitely go to the treatments for my back and shoulder too, by the way. And just wait for the insurance company to pay me out or go on disability, which again might take half a year. I don't know. But like I said, if we can raise $2,000, I can make it work. $3,500, I'm perfect, okay, guys? And again, two things you guys gotta understand. This car accident literally fucked me up both financially and physically. Number two, and this is my fault, I'm gonna admit it's my fault, I should have known better. I thought, like, the food truck, you can go into a happening place, open the windows, and people will show up. That is not the case, you know. You definitely need marketing materials, and you also need, you know, their own kind serving them. That way they feel more comfortable ordering. Not because they don't trust me as a gringo or anything like that. It's because, you know, nobody wants to be awkward. Nobody wants to be like, K, or you look at them weird or shit like that. You know, that's really awkward and uncomfortable, you know. So, yeah, guys, like I said, every penny will count. Same thing with the server, you know. Every penny will count. Even if we don't come anywhere close to the $2,000, everything will count. And as you guys know, if you guys don't know by now, I know some of you guys on MGTOW TV, I spoke to you privately. I was going to announce it, but this restaurant, MGTOW, is officially a Florida party. Let me say that one more time. MGTOW is officially a Florida party. I actually have the acceptance letter with me right now in this backpack. I didn't open it because, again, I'm busy with the restaurant, guys, okay? I wake up at 9 in the morning. I go to the restaurant. I prepare. I open up around 12. I close at 10. Then I spend 2 hours cleaning and preparing for the next day. Honestly, I don't even have time to eat, even though I work in a fucking restaurant. I don't have time to fucking eat, you know? So eventually, guys, I would like to return back to making videos. My ultimate goal, as you guys know, is to get into politics. That's my ultimate goal, you know? Like Sandman recently said in one of his videos, the manosphere is going down in engagement because, you know, we can only bitch about, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, and hoes be mad, you know, for so long before people are like, okay, this is not paying my bills, this is not making things better for me, I need to move on and do something more productive with my life, you know? So we have got to get into politics. And you Floridians out there, if you are a resident of Florida and you can actually vote, you're registered to vote, you can join the MGTOW party in less than 2 minutes. If you know how to register to vote online, update your voting information, you can be a literal card-carrying MGTOW member in about 2 minutes. Like I said, guys, I got the acceptance letter a couple of weeks ago before I came here. Only reason I did not publicly announce it is because, again, I'm just super busy with the restaurant. But like I said, guys, if we get the $3,500, I'll have employees within a week, the marketing shit within a week, 10 days. The rent is gonna be paid like in 3 days. The point of sale system, probably also within a week. Like in a perfect world, guys, I'll get this restaurant up and running end of this month, turn it over to Joanne. Of course, I'm gonna have cameras in the restaurant to see what's going on, regardless of where I am in the world. The software I'm using, you can see sales anywhere in the world, so the chances of being lied to, scammed, shit like that is minimal to non-existent, okay? So in a perfect world, guys, end of this month, I'll get to have this restaurant up and running properly, hand it over to Joanne. I can go back to America, seek treatment so I can, you know, get this ball rolling with the injury lawsuit, disability, go back to making videos for you guys, and spearheading the MGTOW party. Obviously, guys, I'm the chairman of the MGTOW party. If you guys go on Google, you type in Florida minor political parties, It will take you to the Florida Department of State elections, and you will see MGTOW party. You will see Amar Metwali as chairman. So this video is not about the political party, but might as well get into it, right? Any of you guys out there who live in a different state, you want to start a MGTOW party in a different state, let me know, because I'll be able to help you do it. Now, I can't join you because I'm not a resident of your state, but it's free. And you really don't need to have any forms or anything that you, honestly, guys, all you need to form a party, at least here in Florida, three people: chairman, co-chairman, treasurer, secretary, and you need to have your own like constitution. That's it. No money, no forms, no endorsement, just three people, constitution. And honestly, guys, you can copy paste the constitution from another political party and just change their name to your name. Mission accomplished, okay, guys? So if any of you guys live in other states and you want to start your own MGTOW party, I'll help you do that, because I already did that here in Florida. Doing it in your state, probably going to be the same thing. And since we already have a political party in Florida, the chances of you getting approved in a timely fashion is a lot greater once they know that you are a political party that's nationwide. Okay, guys? So, to end this video, guys, if we raise $3,500 for the restaurant end of this month, restaurant, God willing, of course, will be up and run. It's already up. It just needs to run properly. Afterwards, I'll be able to come back to America, seek treatments, make videos for you guys, and start focusing on the MGTOW party, guys. As you guys know, I own Metwali Web Services. Metwali Web Services, as you guys know, practically pays the bill for MGTOW. So Metwali Web Services really isn't making much money because we pay the bills for MGTOW. Even though we own our own server, thanks to you guys, you have to keep in mind, we have to pay the data center where the server is. I have a guy in Bangladesh. I'm paying $120 a month to make sure everything works right. You know, there's licensing fees, shit like that. So Metwali Web Services really isn't making any money. And one of the reasons why I'm starting a restaurant, guys, is that it will give me financial freedom where I can focus on the party, and at the same time, I don't have to go suck some Jew cock. See, this is, you know, I'm going far into the weeds, and this should really be a video about the MGTOW party itself. The reason why so many politicians are pro-Zionism, it's not because they believe in that bullshit, it's because these are people like AOC who, they don't have money to get into politics. They need money. And AIPAC comes up to them and says, hey, I hear you want to become a politician. We can help you with that, but on one condition, right? This is why a lot of these American politicians are pro-Zionist. Not because they believe in the bullshit, but because they get their money from there, from AIPAC. If I got my own money through my restaurants, fuck a pack. Okay, guys? So, oh, Lord. It's probably a little bit after 2 o'clock here in Colombia, which is 3 o'clock back in Florida, by the way. So, oh, yeah, guys. The fundraiser is going to be on Fundocrat. And again, for those of you who don't know, Fundocrat is a platform I own. So first of all, I'm not gonna get canceled off a platform I own. Secondly, every cent on Fundocrat comes to me. So you don't have to worry about the platform taking the money or anything like that, because again, when you know, if you go on Fundocrat and you donate like $10, that money will instantly come to my account, okay guys? Because again, I own Fundocrat, guys. And $3,500, that will get us 100% running properly, God willing, of course. $2,000 will get us the employees, point of sale system, and the rent paid, and the marketing stuff. I could do that as we go later on, you know, or I can go back to America, do some Uber and DoorDash 15 hours a day for like 4 or 5 days, and I'll be able to get the extra $1,000 to get the marketing shit going on. But I would honestly like to get all the marketing crap taken care of while I'm here, seeing everything with my own eyes, you know. But you don't go to war with the army you want, you go to war with the army you have, okay guys? Also, if you want to see where my restaurant is, you want to see pictures of the restaurant, videos of the restaurant, go to my Instagram. My Instagram is Alpha Male Lifestyle instead of spaces. It's all underscore. So Alpha underscore Male underscore Lifestyle. If you guys want to see my restaurant at Mixi Mall here in Medellin. And another reason why I'm doing this restaurant, guys, is that I was listening to a TFM podcast. In fact, this is why I got my headphones on, because I was listening to his podcast and I started doing this video like 2 minutes after his podcast was over. You know, I'm hearing from TFM these people who live in Alaska fighting grizzly bears, freezing to death, simply because it's so cheap and that's the only thing they can afford. Guys, why the fuck are you not in Medellin? Why the fuck are you guys not out here, you know, enjoying life? You know, we're up in the highlands, like 4,500 feet up in the highlands. It's eternal spring here. It's like 74, 75 degrees during the day. At night, it gets down to like low 60s, upper 50s. You know, the women are beautiful. Everything is cheap. Medical is really good over here. In fact, somebody on my Instagram told me they're gonna come to Colombia in 2 weeks to get some medical work done. As you guys know, I got medical work done here. You know, oh yeah, party bus behind us. You guys can get on one of those, you know. If you're a gringo and two hot Colombian girls come up to you and they're like, "Papi, we want to have a threesome with you," you're gonna get scopamine, okay? By the way, guys, don't use Tinder. Don't use dating apps in Colombia. You have a 99% chance of any dating app match to either be a criminal who's gonna scopamine you, or it's gonna be a prostitute, okay guys? So when I'm in Colombia, I don't even open the dating apps, you know, because I know 99% is either gonna be somebody who's gonna scopamine me or a prostitute. It's not worth it to open dating apps here in Colombia, guys. 99% is gonna be bad news for you, okay? Scopamine, if they give you too much of it, it will kill you. They're gonna steal your data, they're gonna steal your bank account, you're not gonna get your money back, okay, guys? So be very careful with women here in Colombia. Like I said, you know, if women approach you and they're hot, and two of them, and they're like, "Papi, we want a threesome," 100%, they're gonna scope them in you. They're gonna drug you. They're gonna rob you. Heck, they might even murder you. Okay, guys, and don't go with. And you know, if like a group of Colombians comes up to you, they're like, "Hey, man, let's go have a drink, dude." They're probably gonna scope them in you. You know, so. Be very, very careful here in Colombia. You know, Colombia has a system of, it's called a strato or strata, okay? Like stratosphere, right? From 1 to 6. 6 is like really, really high class, like poblado. 1 is like low class, you're gonna get robbed, okay? My Airbnb, because that's what I can afford, unfortunately, is in a place called Robledo, which is stratosphere number 2. So to me, Robledo means you're gonna get robbed. Now, fortunately for me, because of my height, it scares a lot of people. I actually saw a girl riding a bus. It was, the bus was in traffic. She was holding her phone. She was sitting by the window. And this black guy, surprise, surprise, right? Black Colombian, I guess, you know. He just grabbed the phone out of her hand while she was in the bus, and he just took off, and that was the end of that, you know. So, Robledo is where you're gonna get robbed, okay? And unfortunately, that's where I am because, you know, that's the cheapest Airbnb I can find. But it is what it is, guys. I've had no problems. Again, 6'3", 240 pounds. Plus, I don't look like a gringo unless I open my motherfucking mouth. So people tend to stay away from me. So yeah, guys, that's my video. Like I said, guys, I only did this e-bagging stuff 3 times in my life. Hopefully, this will be the 3rd and last time I ever do this shit. Because, like I said, you know, America is just... The economy is really bad in America, guys. Like, unless you are a very, very established and well-known place, like Chick-fil-A or Del Taco, you know, a new restaurant in America just isn't gonna make it. Inflation is really bad. Here, $600 a month rent. Over in America, that same place probably would be $4,000 or $5,000, you know? So, I just gotta get something up and running here in Colombia. You know, if this branch does well, I'll be able to open another branch in Colombia. And once you get that, Sandman said it's called the network effect, you know? Or what they call first mover's advantage. So once you have like 2 or more branches, people know that you're the shawarma guy. That's it. You won. You know, unless people end up dead eating your food, you know, you won. You know, that's my plan. Because I need something where I can make a lot of money, put it on autopilot. That way I can focus on the MGTOW party and not have to suck some Jew cock. So, if any of you guys can, I don't care if you donate $1. I think the minimum on the platform is $5 because, you know, that's how the software was written. As you guys know, when it comes to MGTOW TV, Gibson Bro, Fundocrat, I don't write the software. I buy it ready-made. Then I customize it a little bit. So whether you donate $5 or $5,000, literally every dollar will count. If you donate $5, that's gonna let me buy a kilogram or a little bit over 2 pounds of chicken. If you donate like $300, I'll buy the point of sale system So like I said, guys, $2,000, I'll get the employees, I'll pay the rent, and I will get the point of sale system for $2,000. And then the other $1,500 for all the marketing bullshit, I can worry about that later on. But honestly, guys, the most important thing for me, like right now, would be the $600 for rent. Also, starting on the 21st, I'm gonna need the computer, which is $300. So if I'm able to get like $1,000 in the next 3 or 4 days, that's gonna take care of the rent, that's gonna take care of the computer system, and then the employees, because you pay employees here every 2 weeks. So if I have to pay the employees in 2 weeks and the restaurant doesn't look like it's gonna make enough money to pay the employees, I'll just go back to America, take my mom's car, and you know, make money with DoorDash, and then send that back to Colombia to pay for the employees. But like right now, what I'm desperate for would be, again, be about $900, $600 for the rent, $300 for the point of sale system, like $1,000 within 3 days, guys. That will get me good with the administration. That way they don't be like, hey man, where's our money at? Where's the rent at? Where's the computer at? You know, we want to track your sales, shit like that. Not to mention if their version of the IRS, Diane, shows up, I'd be like, hey guys, I got a computer system, you know, I got a software, you know, we're legit, which we are legit. You know, right now, guys, I'm accepting, you know, cash money. But, you know, when you're making $15 a day, let's be absolutely realistic. Ain't nobody gonna want any, not many people would care to get, you know, a little of that $15 you're making a day. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. If you can help out on fundocrat.com, that would be greatly appreciated, guys. Again, every dollar literally would count. Okay, $5 would buy 2 kilos of chicken, for example. Okay, guys, that's my video for today. And again, I'm really hoping this will be the third and last time I do this begging shit. You know, I didn't want to do it, but with rent and a system needed in 3 days, unfortunately, I have to do it. But again, God willing, I'm hoping this is the last time I do this. And if everything goes well, next month, which is like 2 weeks from now, I'll come back to America, focus on the MGTOW party, go to treatment, which I urgently need, by the way, and start getting back to a normal life. And like I said, guys, I didn't ask for this accident. So everything I can get as a disabled person, I'm gonna motherfucking take. All right, guys. See you in the next one. Peace.